This just feels so strange. I mean, I thought that graduating would change everything, but it's moving out. I mean, this is home, and I don't know. It's just weird to think that this is the last day I'm going to be here. The last day I'm going to be sharing a flat with you. Just, I don't know. 4 years is a long time. And I thought, no, just ignore me, I'm being ridiculous. It is ridiculous. I mean, because haven't you ever thought about it? Thought about us? No, I mean, thought about us, you know, getting together. I'm not blushing. Okay, I am blushing, shut up. It's just, I know, it just seems strange to me that we never went there. But it is, it's strange. I mean, every time I brought a friend home who didn't know you, they thought we were together. And when I said that we weren't, they would actually argue with me. It was surreal, but it happened so often that I don't know, I couldn't help but think about it. Okay, that's a lie. Oh, why couldn't I have just left it alone? Why did I have to say it? Do you remember that shithole apartment? The one with the tree in the bathroom, that it was just falling apart. The first place we ever shared, before we even knew each other. I never planned on living with a stranger. I mean, that wasn't my dream of moving here. I was going to have a cute little apartment, it was going to be wonderful, and instead, total stranger and a shithole. It was, it was strange. I'd never been away from home before, and it was difficult. And then I met you, and fuck. You were just my type. No, well, it's not that you're not my type. Oh, look, this is hard enough. Just be quiet. Just let me embarrass myself. Enjoy it. So here I was, a new town, a new country, and about to share a flat with someone who I could see myself with. And I did see myself with you. A lot. I mean, I didn't know anyone else, so. You were nice. You were kind. You took me out, you showed me the town, introduced me to people. I wanted. You were just. I thought you were interested because you were so nice, smiled, and you were just so genuine. I was certain that we were just on the threshold. It was going to be But it never was. That was just you being you. And when our lease came to an end and you asked if I wanted to look for somewhere together, I realized it was never going to happen because you didn't see me that way. Well, you didn't see me that way. I mean, I made it pretty obvious. I was always in your personal space. I was always making you tea. Shared my biscuits with you. Yeah, that's obvious. I don't just share my biscuits with anyone. I made you tea. That's like a confession of love. And I know you let me down easy. But it wasn't easy. It was anything but easy, I mean. I was in love with you. I was so in love with you. But you didn't feel this. No, shh. Just let me finish. If I stop now, I will never say any of this. And we're moving out. Going our separate ways, I want you to know. I was stupid in love with you. I was obsessed. But I knew I had to be an adult. And it was heartbreaking. It was so painful. Because I still saw you all the time. I was still in your space. You were in my space. So I just withdrew. I became really... Yes, my emo face. Why do you call it that? And weren't you meant to be being quiet? I got over you. Mostly. It's never quite gone away. Every now and then I just find myself looking at you. Looking at your lips, wondering what it would be like to kiss you. To feel your arms around me. To bring you breakfast in bed. Silly little flights of fancy. Just like when you asked me what I was looking at. Just, I can't believe that we never even kissed. I mean, we've lived together for 4 years. Different flats. Some fancy, some absolutely shitty. We've had floods. We've had infestations of nerds, rats, cockroaches. I think the nerds were the worst. But we never kissed. We came close. And I remember every time, it's etched on my memory. But we never did. And now, there's no chance. I mean, when you told me that you wanted to move out, I actually hated you for a second. I hated you for breaking up our happy home, and then I realized how fucking ridiculous I was being. And I realized it. I realized this. Oh, I hate saying this. You were right. It was time to move on. It was... You take up so much of my world. I mean, your home. and there's not room for anyone else. I've dated. I've made myself date. I didn't want to just sit home pining. So instead I went on shitty dates and I pined. Fuck, I did. Because they weren't you. No, you're not perfect. You are far from perfect. You are. Sometimes you are the shittiest flatmate in the world. And you annoy me. God, you can make me so angry. Incandescent with rage. But the only reason you can do that is because I something. It's just, this is the right thing. We both need a bit of space. Because when you think about it, we act like a married couple without the closeness. No, I mean, we are close. There's no one else I'm closer to, believe me. I don't let anyone into my personal space. I don't let anyone in, full stop. I make you tea. I let you have first choice of the biscuits. I couldn't imagine being like this with anyone else, but you're right. We need to do this. We can't go on living together. What, are you really upset about this? I don't understand. I thought, I wasn't lying to you. Why are you so upset? Your pace, I'm sorry. I just, maybe, I shouldn't have said anything. I'm such a fucking idiot. Wait, did you just call me a fucking idiot? No, yes, I called myself an idiot, but you don't get to call me an idiot. Why are you being like this? You're being, I don't know, this isn't you. I know you. This isn't like you. I don't know you. Really? What the fuck? What the fuck is wrong with you? I do know you. I know you better than I know myself. Why are you so upset? I know you. What the fuck? You. Sorry, my brain is blue screening like a shoddy Microsoft product. What? I think I need to sit down. But we don't have any chairs left. Fuck. What did you just say? Then how come I didn't know that you were in love with me? Okay, that's not funny. It's normally I can take a joke. I can, but this no, that's fucking bullshit. That's cruel. You're not joking. If you're not joking, then you're just a fucking asshole. I mean, I've been throwing myself at you for the last fucking 4 years, even when I didn't want to. Yes, I threw myself at you. I made you tea. I made you Earl Grey. I mean, come on now. And biscuits. I let you have my custard creams, the one I got shipped from home. What do you mean, is that? That's like I basically strip naked and rub myself all over you. Why didn't I do that? Because I'm English! I don't do that. Are you joking? Please don't. Because this... You have to be joking. Because if you're not joking, then this is pathetic and tragic and... Fuck. How long? Oh, fuck off. Oh, for fuck's sake. Are you telling me that we could have been fucking... I mean, we could have been... I'm not gonna lie. We could have been fucking for 4 years. Well, no, I love you, but... Fuck. I want you. Do you know what kind of abject torture it is to have the object of your affection just half naked in front of you, just so close you can reach out and just pull them in and kiss them? It's torture. You know it's torture. Me? Oh. Fuck. So when I was pining for you, you were pining. We're pathetic. But you wanted to move out. If you're in love with me, why would you do that? Why would you break my fucking heart? But I do love you. Well, obviously, I couldn't tell you because, oh, fuck, we're idiots. We are fucking idiots. Oh, no. We're idiots who now have two separate flats. What are we gonna do? No. No, I do love you. Don't, no. It's just... Maybe it's not a bad thing. No, I want us to be together. I do. I want us. Darling, there's nothing I want more. I want you. I want us. Please just... Oh, come here, you idiot. It's better than I dreamed. It might be a good thing for us to not live together. No. I've been in love with you for years. And you are everything. If this doesn't work out, I was gonna say it might break me, it will break me. I think we need the space. We need to figure out how we work as a couple. Because we know how to live together. We know how to be close without touching, to long without giving anything away. And now we have to be honest. And it will be difficult. I mean, I... Just being this close to you... It feels... I feel nervous. I think we need to... give ourselves time. Time to be together. We need to date. I know you. I know... everything about you. I know your favorite foods. I know how you talk in your sleep. You do talk in your sleep. But I don't know what it's like to kiss you whenever I want. I don't know how it feels to just sink into you in the morning. To pull the duvet over us and just pretend that the world's not there. I don't know how to touch you like a lover. And I've been in your personal space, but I've never been this close. It's like a unknown continent. And I don't have a map. So maybe this is a good thing. A bit of space. Space to get to know each other as lovers. We've been in love with each other for 4 years. Taking 6 months to I was going to say map the territory, and that just sounds so very cheesy. I can hold your hand. And that, it's thrilling. It's overwhelming. I need to take it slow. I need time. Because this isn't a big change. This is a completely different existence. I love you. I do. I fucking adore you. And I want you. You have no idea. Look at me. Look at my eyes. You can see it. You can see the effect you have on me. I don't want to rush. I don't want to jump into something. I need you. Because I've been in love with you for 4 years, but I haven't been with you for 4 years. This is the first day. And I have butterflies and I have nerves, and even though I know you, I'm full of doubt. Do you understand? You do. You're wonderful, you know that. So, we'll move out. We'll help each other set up our apartments, and then we'll date. And it'll be amazing. And I won't have to tidy up after you, and I won't have to make you tea. It'll be heaven. No, no. It'll be strange not having you there, but even though you're not there, you're here. In my heart. I mean, I get to have all of you. And that's going to be a shock to the system, so let's take our time. Let's learn each other as lovers. Shrug off the lies that we used to tell. Let's just learn to be together. I love you. I really fucking love you. I wish you said something before. But I'm glad that we can start fresh. I'm glad that we can have this. Now, get moving. We've still got packing to do. Oh, what am I going to do? I'm going to stare at your ass as you walk away, because I don't have to pretend that I don't like it anymore. Your ass is amazing. Are you? Oh my god, you're blushing! I've never seen you blush. This is amazing. This is going to be so much fun. Yeah. I am planning on enjoying every minute of it. No, go on. Fuck. This is amazing.